Pictures are looking a little bit more shaky, perhaps, this morning as we go along. But especially Dow futures, we did get an ADP number that came in well below estimates, showing a decline, which is causing a lot of investors to brace for Friday's jobs report from the government. Krishna Guha is with us now. He's vice chairman of Evercore ISI. Krishna, as we look at the number this morning, as we hear a lot of the caution being expressed ahead of Friday, does Friday's number matter? Can we kind of discount it because of Omicron and sort of look for things to normalize more in February? What do you think?
So that seems like a reasonable baseline expectation going in, right? I mean, ADP was noticeably weak, obviously, you know, substantial negative job gains in the ADP number today. My hunch is that we could easily get negative payroll print on Friday, but does it mean very much? Well, what it means is that we would be confirming that we had an Omicron soft patch in employment in January. I think there's a lot of noise there. I don't think it's telling us a lot about where the labor market is going forward. So I think to a large extent, we could look through it, but there are just a couple of caveats, right? When something weakens, you can never be exactly sure precisely why it's weakening. You know, is it possible, for instance, that the reduction in fiscal support is having more impact on the economy and therefore demand for workers than we anticipated? Could this slowdown be more protracted than we anticipated? I think the odds are no, we're just fine, but we still have to move forward in time and just verify that.
Krishna, is this the worst possible jobs print that we could get or the Federal Reserve could get on Friday? I mean, the ADP wasn't good, but still, if you know, they've already signaled they're hiking rates into potential first quarter slowdown in jobs. I mean, what a tremendous spot the Fed is in right now.
So I'm not so sure it's all that bad for the Fed. Now, of course, they prefer to have a normal number, a clean read, so they can get a sense of where the economy's going. But I think it's fine for them to hike in March, one time, quarter point hike, on the basis of what we already know about the economy, the growth, the inflation, the low level of unemployment up to this point. I think if the payroll number is terrible, then you'll see the Fed emphasize that it's very data dependent still going forward. So we shouldn't assume that that next hike, which I think is penciled in for the following meeting in May, is set in stone. If necessary, they can even deliver the so-called dovish hike in March, right, where they hike, but they sort of indicate that they're going to be careful about taking that next step. So I think they're covered in a pretty broad range of eventualities, starting from where we are now, zero rates, $9 trillion balance sheet. I don't think anyone would really begrudge them a 25 basis point hike. And I think the odds are strong that then by the time they get to that next meeting in May, the labor market data will be strong again, we'll be exiting that soft patch, and the Fed will confirm from the data that they should be carrying on with regular rate hikes at every meeting going forward, at least up until the point where they start to kick in the QT or balance sheet roll off.
So it sounds like, Krishna, you think that six or seven hikes this year would then be a reasonable assumption?
So my base case is 5+ QT. So them taking tightening actions at six meetings, right? But a QT standing in for a rate hike at one of those meetings, possibly the July meeting. So hike, 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 QT, hike, and then maybe skip November if inflation is cooling on schedule and then hike again in December. But I'd certainly agree that the bias is more to six or seven than three or four at this juncture. I think the right way to think about it is that at every meeting, given the starting point, which is a hot economy, rates at zero, balance sheet at $9 trillion, the bias is to tighten unless the data gives you cause for pause. The only reason why I'm not at six hikes plus QT in the baseline is just that this pandemic has thrown out so many curveballs. You think that the odds are that at some point this year, something will come up that'll cause the Fed to say, you know what, I'll just slow down for a minute, skip a meeting, and just confirm that everything is still on track.
But even still, Krishna, I think it's pretty clear we're going to get some form, some number of rate hikes this year.